Today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns, so for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
Do you believe that from pain can come great things? Have you considered what you're experiencing right now, although painful, is setting you up for an honorable mention? Yes, the pain you're experiencing is working in your favor. You can't see it with the natural eye, but through the eyes of faith, it has been settled. You win. When you look at the genealogy of the family of Judah in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, you come upon a name that stands out from all the names mentioned prior to his. When you live like this man, others will know without a shadow of a doubt the pain that you experienced was a recipe for great ambition, a recipe for great faith, and a recipe for great prayer. In 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, it is written, "Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, 'Because I bore him in pain.' And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, 'Oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand may be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain.' So God granted him what he requested. I'm sure you're familiar with the name Jabez and the book that was written several years ago entitled The Prayer of Jabez. In the list of names of the family of Judah, Jabez, born in pain, stands out because he was more honorable than his brothers. How did the writer come to this conclusion? Well, number one, Jabez called on the God of Israel. He did not call on a friend. He did not call on his mother. He did not call on his brothers. He called on the one who would grant his request. Jabez was ambitious in his prayer. Number two, he asked God to bless him indeed. Number three, he asked to enlarge his territory. Number four, that God's hand would be with him. Number five, to keep him from evil. Number six, that he may not cause pain. God granted Jabez what he asked for because he was more honorable. He put God first. The pain that bore him did not distract him. The pain that bore him did not consume his future. He did not allow the pain that bore him to guide his thoughts about himself. He looked to the God of Israel, who was bigger than the pain his mother spoke of. Don't allow what you were born in to define you. Don't allow what you were born in to cripple your future. Don't allow what you were born in to hold you back. Jabez was bold in prayer. He asked God to bless him indeed and to enlarge his territory. Jabez saw more than others saw. He was a leader with vision. He was a leader who saw more than others. He was a leader who saw farther than others. He was a leader who saw before others. What about you? These are just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.